It's time for Blob!
Hero Blob Episode 6, Secret of the Blob Tonight, Part 2, Terror of the Redhead. Attacked by the giant police carrier plane, driven into the depths of the Innocentville sewers, Hero Blob has an encounter he doesn't expect.
They've rejected me, and all I can do is go with the flow and pour myself into self-imposed exile in the sewers and drains of Innocentville. But wait, who's that up ahead? A man sitting with a light by himself down here in this impossible sewer hell? No, it couldn't be. You?
I'm afraid so, Blob. Just little old former Mayor Goonberg.
What are you doing down here?
I've lived down here ever since I was voted out of office, Blob. In my disgrace, I could no longer handle the pressure of walking down the street, the staring eyes of the passerby, the piercing glare of babies in their prams. Now I just spend my time down here, tending to my plants and painting watercolor portraits of famous dead artists. I've got a whole stack of paintings over there, beautiful things if I do say so myself. I'm hoping to sell them online if I could ever work up the courage to get myself up out of these drainage tunnels. I'd be able to make enough money to buy myself a home above ground again.
Wait, you're not the mayor anymore?
No, not since that menace with the rice in the reservoir.
I didn't even notice.
And without the mayorhood, I had to move out of the mayoral palace. Do you know how expensive real estate is in this town?
I know, and it doesn't really make sense with all the monsters running around and the active volcano looming over the city.
But what brings you down here, Hero Blob?
Actually, I'm in kind of a bad situation myself.
Worse than having your life's worth denigrated, your office repealed, and your power given over to an undeserving, ingratiating, fat buffoon? Sorry, I seem to have lost my temper. I should get back to watering my plants. That always calms me down.
Plants? Those look like fungi.
They are fungi, Blob. I'm living in a drainage tunnel, after all. Now go on, what's this trouble you're in?
The police are after me. They sent this big old ship with guns to shoot at me. Of course, if I grow giant, I could swat them like flies, but how could I do that? I'm a hero, and they're heroes too. Everyday heroes, like the one who put a coat on my shoulders when I was a small boy and my parents got brutally gunned down in front of me.
Your parents were shot in front of you?
Yeah, that's how I got my powers. I cried burning tears of hatred, and they melted me. After that, I was able to turn into any liquid. So what should I do, ex-Mayor Goonberg? I'm in a conundrum.
A conundrum?
Yeah, a cankle sore.
Well, Blob, I can certainly see your difficulty. You want to be the hero the people want, but instead you're the hero the people want to shoot down with their police-issued rifles. I know it can make you feel low when the public you adore no longer cares about you, Blob. But it happens to everybody. Even someone as beloved as a mayor who's only done good things for the city, stabilizing trade in the time of crisis and rebuilding the city's tower time and time again, giving the city his sweat and blood... You'll excuse me, I got away from myself a bit again. What I'm saying is, no matter what the police or the people think, you're a good person, Blob. A good friend, and you always have been. Now get out there and do yourself a favor. Believe in yourself. That's all that's been missing. You're not the one who needs to be crawling around in a river of slime and sewage. That's me.
You're right, ex-Mayor Goonberg. You're absolutely right. I should kill the police. Every single one of them that comes after me today, I'll take them down and crash that plane right into the middle of the city.
Now, that's not really what I was saying.
And you should take your own advice, Goonberg. Or should I say, Mr. Mayor?
Oh. Thank you, Blob. It really means a lot to me to hear that from you. Even if it's just one last time.
Well, I'm off to see about smashing the police force. Have a nice day. Blob, super running power, activate!
No, don't run in here, you... Splash sewage water over my priceless watercolor collection. Well, I guess it's back to square one.
Meanwhile, Hero Blob finally reaches an exit to the drainage pipes. He pushes his way up out of the drain and stands on a street corner next to a red stop sign.
Well, well, I'll just defend this stop sign until those police guys come to stop me. And if anyone doesn't stop here, I'll turn into oil and make their cars slip and crash and explode! That's the wrongdoing that evildoers deserve. I just hope there won't be any prostitutes coming by. I'm afraid of prostitutes.
But a dark figure in a stylish peacoat stalks in the shadows. His googly eyes stare with evil intent towards Blob, and he lightly rolls a shiny blue object in his hand.
What? Who's that over there? Is it a prostitute?
I'm no prostitute, Blob. I'm a criminal genius.
Criminal?
That's right. You can call me the Redhead. Making you an enemy of the state was my idea, and now I'm authorized by the government to do anything I want to you.
Not if I stop you first. Blob, liquidize!
How are you gonna liquidize with this blue blob tonight in your mouth, huh? How?
You just put your hand all the way in my mouth. That's so gross.
Yeah, and I didn't wash it after I peed earlier. Who knows what kind of germs you've got in your throat now?
Oh, and even worse, you stuffed a piece of blue blob tonight in my throat. Now, due to its uncanny radiations, I can no longer turn into any liquid.
That's right, Blob. Feel yourself getting weaker and weaker.
I'm fainting.
That's right. And now I'll take you to my lair at the House of Paincakes. If I can just drag you there. Golly, you're heavy, Blob. Lay off of those blob candies, would ya?
And so, with a wicked grin, the redhead drags Blob down the street, not even stopping at the stop sign, and proceeds deep into the heart of his wicked lair. Hours later, Hero Blob sleepily opens his eyes to find his world inverted.
Ah! I'm inverted!
That's right, Blob. Do you feel all the blood rushing to your head? Out of more, shall we say, inessential extremities?
Why are you doing this? Why am I on this inversion table?
This table will stretch out your spine, reducing stress on your vertebrae, and making you healthier and more limber.
Oh. Thanks, I guess.
I wanted you to be comfortable for this, Blob. The time has come for you to come face to face with your worst villain ever. And you know what? That villain is me. By the way, you've got a nice nose, Blob.
Really? Thanks!
Yeah. I think I'll take it. Using red blob tonight, I'll cut off your nose.
No, no! Get that red blob tonight away from my nose! Don't do it! No! No!
Look at this, Blob. I got your nose! Now I've got a report to make to an old friend of yours, my boss, Hag Lady Bobo. I'll let you think about that for a little while. Smell you later. Get it? Smell? Bye-bye, Blob.
No. No! My nose! Where has my nose gone? He took it! And as long as this blue blob tonight is in my system, I can't turn into liquid to escape from these bonds on this inversion table! What am I gonna do? What am I gonna do? Huh? The door! It's opening! It's gotta be the redhead again.
Yes, again, Mr. Blob. My name's Trevor.
You're a robot!
Very astute observation, Bob.
Did you come here to taunt me about my nose, too?
Seems like that'd be pretty hard to do, seeing as how you haven't even got a nose.
I knew it! In my darkest hour, surrounded by enemies, inverted!
No, Bob, really. I'm not making fun of you. Gee, look at me. I haven't got a nose either. But that's why I love Jackie so much. His cute Chinese nose just calls to me through every one of his pictures.
Jackie?
Jackie Chan, international kung fu superstar. I love him.
You love Jackie Chan?
Yes, oh Jackie. I love you, but I'm just a kooky robot and you're a sexy Chinaman, and that's all I'll ever be, and that's all you'll ever be.
You're starting to freak me out, Trevor.
What? Oh, you're still here.
Can't exactly go nowhere.
Yeah, why is that? I thought you were supposed to be some big hero fighter. I mean, I didn't expect you to be on the level of Jackie, but still. I expected a little more than this.
I'm allergic to blobdenite, and Redhead put this blue blobdenite in my mouth so that I can't turn into any liquid and escape.
Yeah, I know that, but you've got that blobdenite nullifying belt on. Why don't you just use that and get out of here?
Oh yeah, the belt that little girl gave me. It can stop the blobdenite from affecting me.
Yeah, dummy. How did you forget that?
I can't reach it. My hands are tied down to this inversion table. But, Trevor, you could do it. Trevor, switch on my belt for me.
Sorry, I was reading Jackie Chan's autobiography. I am Jackie Chan. Sure, I'll turn it on for you. As long as this isn't some kind of trick to escape or something.
No, of course not.
Well, okay then. Let me just put this book down and get up here off my boxy little butt and... There you go. I'll just twist this and turn it on.
Wow, thanks! Now I can escape!
Hey, you can't do that. You told me you wouldn't.
But I'm gonna, and I'm gonna beat you to a bloody metallic pulp.
Hey, I'll never let that happen. I may have the mobility of an obese can opener, but I can still kick your butt.
Okie dokie, here it comes.
Lend me your strength, Jackie.
Blob, liquidize. Liquid form, tropical punch!
No, robots are made of electricity. I'm dying.
Goodbye, Jackie. Goodbye.
Blob, solidize. Well, that takes care of this Trevor idiot. Looks like he was no more than a big can of tin stupid. Blob, flight power activate!
Moments later, the door to Redhead's private communications room opens, and the Redhead himself steps out to find Trevor a pile of sparking electrical equipment on the ground.
Trevor, no! Who did this to you? There's no sign of Blob. He did this, Blob! I will get you, Blob! You killed him! Just like you've killed so many men and robotic lovers before. That's it! I'm going after you once and for all!
Meanwhile, nearby, the giant police megaship is on standby.
What's that on the radar, Lieutenant Zeebowitz?
Looks like our Blob radar has detected the hero Blob. We need to deploy immediately. He's nearby. And by the way, I'm not Lieutenant Zeebowitz.
Well, you look like him.
Attention all hands. Deploy all suburban units. Surround the hero Blob.
What did I tell you about stealing my thunder?
I don't remember anything. You must have told it to Lieutenant Zeebowitz.
But don't you think deploying all 400 suburbans against Blob is a bit of overkill?
This is Blob we're talking about. There's no such thing as overkill.
Okay, prepare the vehicle for launch.
Excuse me, boys. I'll be joining the flight crew today.
What are you, some kind of stewardess?
Oh, yes. And I'm much more than that. I've got killer piloting skills. Get it? Because you're dead now. I killed you.
I get it. Just not funny.
Everyone's a critic. Now, police megaship, prepare for launch.
As the gigantic megaship lifts off, Blob, walking down the street, cradling his nose, is suddenly surrounded by an army of 400 unmarked police suburbans.
What the heck? Who are all these suburbans?
Stop! Blob! This is the police! We have you surrounded!
Ha! You think you can fool me? You ain't the police. Police cars have big lights and markings all over them.
These are unmarked police suburbans! You're under arrest! Resist and we will fire!
Unmarked? Yeah, right. Why would the police use an unmarked car?
You know if you're speeding and you see a cop car, you slow down so you won't get pulled over?
Yeah.
We hate that!
What?
We have quotas to reach! How are we supposed to arrest enough people to reach our quota if you slow down when you see us?
So, you don't want people to slow down and obey the speed limits?
Not if it's just because I saw a cop! That's so dishonest!
But slowing down to legal speeds makes the road safer.
Yeah?
And your purpose is to protect and serve.
Yeah?
So, you say you want to stop people from following the law, thereby endangering the public?
Exactly! That way we'll get those criminals off the streets!
Well, see, you can't possibly be the police, because they would never do something that underhanded, evil, and utterly contrary to their founding principles.
So, anyway, you're, under arrest.
No way! If you want me, come get me. I'll take you down with my ability to turn into any liquid.
And in the megaship...
Attention, all hands! Coming in for an approach. Hero Blob, dead ahead! Aim all guns at his belt. Repeat, aim all cannons for his belt. Fire!
Blob, liquidize, liquid form. Ah! A rain of bullets! And one of them hit me right in the belt!
That's right, Blob. Now the blue Blob tonight in your system will stop you from being able to turn into any liquid.
Huh? Redhead's voice coming from that police megaship. Now I know these guys aren't real cops.
Oh, but they are. And with their help, I'm going to take you out. All hands, prepare the special Blobtonite missile.
Blobtonite missile? Oh no!
This special lavender Blobtonite will take you down for good. Though I don't know what effect lavender Blobtonite will have on you. I'm hoping it will disintegrate you once and for all.
Even I don't know what lavender blob tonight will do.
But we're about to find out.
Hey, what's with that guy's nose anyway? Looks like some kind of freak.
The missile detonates in a glowing lilac mushroom cloud as a shockwave flies forth in all directions. All 400 Suburban drivers and the redhead hold their breath, waiting to see what has happened to the hero in the center of the bomb's destructive circle. Slowly, the purple dust clears, and a crouching figure is seen. Could it be the Hero Blob?
No, that can't be Hero Blob. There's no way he could survive that. And besides, whoever's down there is wearing a purple outfit. Blob's outfit is red.
I am Blob!
What? Impossible!
You're still under arrest.
I remember what Lavender Blob tonight does now. I encountered it once before, back on my native planet of Blobton. Not only does it change my outfit into a new, incredible, lavender lilac purple version with a visor on my head, but it also grants me the power to turn into any solid!
Turn into any solid? What does that even mean? I guess I really should have researched the effects of Lavender Blobtonite before I decided to use it.
I'll show you what it means. Blob solidized! Solid form, giant blob egg!
As Blob shouts this phrase, he begins to grow 10, 15, 20 meters high. At the same time, the shape of his body is transmogrified until he no longer resembles a human being.
Well, let's be honest. He didn't look that human to begin with.
Instead, he has turned into a giant 20 meter high egg with a cracked blob-like face upon its surface.
Ooh, I turned into an egg!
That's impossible! I've never seen an egg that big! Suburban Commando, stop him! Everybody, open fire!
Opening fire, eh? See, I knew you weren't the real police. The police would never shoot an unarmed suspect for no reason, especially if he's an egg.
Well, actually, if we see their movements as threatening, we have reason to believe that they may have terroristic intent. You know, we could talk about this later. Take them down, men!
Slowly, with the police still firing their automatic weapons at the giant blob egg, the Suburbans all open their rooftop sunroofs, allowing large ballistic missile guns to emerge on top of each of the 400 Suburbans. At once they fire, and the 1,200 missiles slowly converge on Blob. Once again, the smoke clears and reveals an uninjured blob egg, still staring down at them from his huge height in Innocentville Square.
Nice try, coppers! Now it's my turn!
As he says this, Blob's enormous ovoid body begins to spin, slowly at first, then at dizzying speed. Dust is kicked up, asphalt goes flying, and finally the giant blob egg begins to roll at dizzying speed down the streets of Innocentville, smashing everything in its path.
The blob egg crushes 100 Suburbans on the first stretch of road in front of him, then executes a series of perfect turns, smashing through the city streets until, amidst leaning buildings and fiery ruins, all 400 police Suburbans lie crushed in the road.
Now that's what I call egg on your face.
I don't believe you crushed them all.
Looks like you were all just a bunch of over-retards.
But I've still got the police megaship. And from the air, we've got an undeniable advantage.
Looks like you don't know what the shell just happened.
All hands, fire cannons and missiles.
The highly destructive force of the police megaship super...
I guess the yoke's on you.
The destructive force of the police megaship super missiles come streaming in, aimed straight at the giant blob egg.
I really got your zygote with that one, didn't I? Ah! That actually hurt. I guess it's time to abandon this form and take the fight to the skies. Blob, solidize. Solid form, blob box.
Once again, a cloud of purple obscures Blob's figure as his egg-like form fades in a shower of sparkles into the form of a giant box with Blob's face on the front.
I am a box now, the most aerodynamic shape known to man. Now I'll stop that evil redhead and his stupid flying megaship. Blob box, flight power activate!
The blob box takes to the skies, swooping through the clouds with the greatest of ease.
Woo-ee! This is so much fun! I love being a box. I can fly around and do whatever I want. What did I come up here for again? Oh no, a penguin!
Indeed, a flying penguin, unconcerned by the action going on around him, is flying through the skies over Innocentville. Blobbox swoops to avoid the catastrophe of a crash with God's noblest creature, and accidentally scratches one of his corners into the belly of the police megaship, ripping a hole in it that sends 100 officers of the law falling to their doom, and fatally wounds the ship's atomic reactor core.
Luckily, all those policemen had on their safety parachutes and made it to the ground safely.
Inside the cockpit of the megaship, Redhead finds his instrument panels bursting into flames, sparks flying from every direction as he struggles to keep the ship on course.
The whole ship is on fire! Good thing this coat is flame retardant and stylish. Now, Blob, there's only one thing left for me to do. I'll ram this megaship right down your throat and self-destruct, destroying you and your stupid boxy form.
Wee wee! Huh? That megaship's on fire! And it's headed straight for me! I can't get out of the way in time!
That's right, Blob! I'm coming right at ya!
Ow! Well, that kinda hurt. He smashed right into my box stomach and made me cough up that piece of blue blob tonight. Too bad his ship exploded. No way he could survive that. Blob, miniaturize and solidize! Solid form, Blob! Whew! Woo! There sure is a lot of wreckage down here. Guess that thing ran on an atomic reactor after all. Hey, what's this charred thing? Redhead!
Looks like it's the end of the rainbow for me. I see you, Trevor, motioning me into paradise. Wait, robots don't go to heaven? Or am I?
He's dead! Huh. I think I'll rip off his head and keep it as a souvenir in the Blob Grotto. And now, with him out of the way, all that's left is to go to the moon and take down Hag Lady Bobo herself, the shadowy evil who's been behind all the villains in Innocentville.
Well, to be fair, not all the villains. Vampiro and Vampire Blob are completely separate from her, and I don't even know if you can call everybody you face villains. I mean, Dr. Von Blumpo just wanted the world to be black and white.
Put a sock in it! Oh, my iPhone 5S is ringing. Hello?
Hey, Blob, it's me, Hag Lady Bobo, Infinite Mistress of Evil.
Oh, hey, I was just talking about you.
I saw through my Mega Hag Telescope that you took down the Redhead once and for all.
Yep, and I'm coming after you next.
I'm afraid that won't be necessary, Blob. You see, I found this new omelet recipe on my Kindle Fire's internet app, and I tried to cook it for myself. It seems I underestimated the power of the Hag Moon Palace's gas oven, though, and I left it to cook for too long while I went to watch the latest reruns of Frasier in my Hag Palace living room. Long story short, I couldn't get the Wi-Fi to load on the Kindle Fire, so I couldn't find the number for fire services on the moon, and I couldn't remember how to put out a fire myself. It's been a long time since I was in the Brownie Troops. So the curtains caught fire, and eventually the whole palace burned down. I'm sitting in the embers now, slowly dying of fifth-degree burns all over 6 of my tentacles.
Yeah, that's kind of boring. What's your point?
I'm dying, Blob, and dying in disgrace. I can't believe I spent all this time, made all these schemes to defeat you, and none of them did a darn bit of good. I concede. Blob, you've won. After I go back to the Hag Planet, so my soul can find a new body to inhabit, I will come back to Earth. But I'll tell you right now, I'm just going to leave you alone. There are a lot of other nicer places to conquer other than Innocentville. Maybe I'll try Maui next, I don't know.
Well, I'm really sorry to hear that. It's been real. So I guess, thanks to me, this world is finally safe again. But next time there's a threat, next time the pockmarked face of evil rears itself again in the heart of the city, I'll be there. And I will defeat bad guys. I will fight for justice. I will turn into any liquid. I am Blob! Yeah.
And so the day was saved once again by Blob!
While on the moon, Hag Lady Bobo fluttered out of consciousness, projecting her hag soul away from her body.
Goodbye, cruel world. Well, cruel moon. I hope wherever I end up next has more reliable tablet devices.
The end.
Blob 6 Part 2 was written by Shadal Luchin, starring Nicholas Nadeau and Shadal Luchin, based on the movie Blob 6, Secret of the Blob Tonight, from 2006, directed by Shadal Luchin and Nicholas Nadeau. Join us next week for the next part of the Blob Saga, Blob 7D, Rise of the Jive Turkeys, here on heroblob.wordpress.com. And be sure to check out the preview for Blob 7D on YouTube. See you next week, folks.
Attacked by the giant... Good start, Nick. Great start.